自己的圣经，那更好。如果没有的话，我们有预备好。
If you use your own Bible, that's even better. If not,
让我们一起同声来攻读神的话语。
Let's read the verses together, language of your choice.
请。
This is what the Lord says, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, for your sake I will send Babylon and bring down as fugitives all the Babylonians in the ship in which they took pride. I am the Lord, your Holy One, Israel, Creator, your King. This is what the Lord says. He who made a way through the sea, a path through the mighty waters, who drew all the chariots of the horses, the army and reinforcement together, and then lay there never to rise again, extinguished, snuffed out like a wick. Forget the former things, do not dwell on the past. See, I'm doing a new thing. Now this springs up. Do you not perceive it? I'm making a way in the wilderness and stream in the wasteland. The wild animal honor me, the jackals and the owls, because I provide waters in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. Could you drink to my people, my chosen, the people I informed for myself, that they may proclaim my praise? You have not called on me, Jacob. You have not wearied yourself for me, Israel. You have not brought me sheep of a burnt. I have not burdened you with grain offering, nor your weary with the demands for incense. You have not brought any fragrance calamus for me and lavish on me the fat of your sacrifice, but you have burdened me with your sins and worried me with your offense. And I blot you out of the transgression for my own sake, and remembers your sin no more. Repeat the past for me. Let us argue the matter together, state the case for your innocence.
你要提醒我，你给我可以一同辩论，你可以将你的理成名，自显为义。我们读到这里。今天是今年的第一个主日，在这里祝大家新年快乐。
Today is the first Sunday. Happy New Year.
在新年的开始，我相信很多人跟我一样都很期待，我们要看见神在我们当中行奇妙的大事。
In the beginning of the year, many expect God to do wonders.
那我们也相信神必定为我们行大事，而且是神要做新事，同不同意？
I do believe God will do great things for us and new things.
但是可能有一些人觉得奇怪，神要做新事，圣经不是这么说，他说以这个已有的事后必再有，已行的事后必再行，日光之下没有新事并无新事，好像是这样说，那怎么还会有新事呢？
You may wonder in Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verses 9, what has been is what shall be, and what has done is what shall be done. There is nothing new under the sun.
其实这节经文讲的是人所做的没新事。
But it mentioned no new things from men.
但是神做事都不一样了。
Yeah, God is different.
事实上神的作为总是创新的。
God is always making new things.
在他以前从来没有人创造天地。
He created heaven and earth.
然后也除他以外也没有赐下别的救恩。
There's no salvation other than from him.
神的能力无穷无尽。而且天天都是在做奇妙的新事。
God is omnipotent and is doing new wonders every day.
很多事他在做事我们测不透看不见。
We may not see nor fathom.
例如宇宙的创造你看见了吗？
Such as the creation of the universe.
世纪的变化是奥秘你懂了吗？
The mystery of the four seasons.
可能你我永远都搞不懂。
We can never figure it out.
可是我们相信神做这些的创新的这些新事，每天都在做。
I believe God said here in the Bible He is doing new things every day.
可是我们刚刚所读的这些经文说神在做新事，并不是做一些我们看不见的事，而是做所做的新事是与我们息息相关的。
The new things relate to us.
否则我们没有必要在这个经节那里强调神要做新事。
Otherwise, no need to emphasize here.
那这节经文我们知道是在以赛亚。他大概主前六七百年前的应许。
That was the prophecy 6 or 7 years.
那直到今天，我们要挑战新的一年，我相信这节经文对我们仍然是非常受用的。
It's still relevant to our new challenger for 2019.
因此，我要从以下几方面一起来探讨，来明白神到底神做新事与我们之间有什么关系。
I will discuss new things from God and how they relate to us.
第一方面是神做新事的应许。
So God promised to do new things.
有三方面的应许。
In three aspects.
从第十八节到第十九，我们一起来读好不好？十八节到十九，预备，请。
Let's say, you're the Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. For your sake, I have sent Babylon, and I will bring all of them down as fugitives, even the Chaldeans in the ships of their ship.
开大陆，在沙漠，开江河。好，三方面，第一方面是 神应许改变现在的事。
So God promised to change for the present.
十四节怎么说呢？我们一起来读十四节好吗
？In the verses 14 again.
预备起。
Let's say Yahweh, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, for your sake I have sent Babylon. I will bring all of them down as fugitives, even the Chaldeans in the ship of their rejoicing.
好，以赛亚呢是以色列南国南北国分裂的时候，他在南国的先知。
Isaiah was a prophet in Judah during the period that Israel split into north and south.
那他经历了好几个君王的执政。
He has been through several regimes.
那不断的规劝百姓要悔改，否则神的临审判就要临到。
Constantly admonish repentance and future judgment.
但这一节我们看见了，竟然在一个世纪以前就应许了，就预言了。将来他们要在巴比伦被囚。
He predicted a century ago about the seizure by Babylon.
所以当时他们国家还没有被灭亡，百姓还没有被掳。
Even the time Israel has still existing and people were not fugitives yet.
但是神在做事通常是超越时空的。
God transcends time and space.
因为圣经常常把将来要发生的事就说成已经发生的。
In Bible, God often mentions future events as already happened.
那这显示了他的能力乃是无穷的。
Since it's omnipotent,
他可以施行奇妙的大事，或是成就任何的心事。
Capable of anything.
啊，尤其在这里，他不但是预言将来百姓要被掳，悲剧要发生了。
Especially predicting future tragedy as fugitives.
然而，他也要改变这个局势。而且现在就开始进行了。
Yet he had started the process of saving his people.
也就是说，他差遣人去拯救他的子民。
He was sent in rescue.
他现在在预言的这个事件的成就，宣布那神永恒的旨意的实现。
As biblical prophecy, an oracle to be fulfilled.
免得将来人夸耀说，是我们自己的能力胜过神的主权。
So that no one can boast his power over God's sovereignty.
所以对于以色列民而言，神正在做新事，而他们全然都不知道。
As Israelites, they have no idea God was doing new things for them.
那是未来要发生的事情。
It happened in the future.
可是神现在就在做了。
But God is doing it now.
同样的，神不打盹也不睡觉。
God does not slumber nor sleep.
他现在仍在为你、为我做新事。
He's still doing new things for us.
只是你我不知道而已。
Even when we're not aware.
也许你现在正面对一个困难的处境。
Perhaps you're in a bind.
但是神绝对知道你现在所面对的光景。
God knows.
甚至有可能还会更糟糕。
Even it can get much worse.
但是神现在已经打发他的使者在为你前面解决困难，你知道吗？
But he's doing something for you, even though you're not aware.
我们可以用信心来领受神的应许。
We should have faith in the promise of God.
因为神是超越时空的，他现在就在为你的未来开路。
He transcends time and space, and he promised new things for you.
这也是他要为你做新事的应许。
And promise for your future.
好，第二个应许是神应许超越过去的事。
God's promise to transcend the past.
一起来读第十八节，好不好
？Let's read verses 18.
预备，请。
Don't remember the former things, and don't consider the things of the old.
也不要思想古时的事。好，什么是所谓从前的事呢
？What are the former things?
好，我们根据这经文所描述的前几节就知道说，原来是在描述昔日摩西的时代的奇事。
According to pretext, it was about wonders during Moses' time.
它使红海分开，让以色列人经过。
Splitting the Red Sea for Israelites.
接着它使水复合，然后这些溺毙在。溺毙最后面追赶的这些埃及军
，then drowned the Egyptian armies in pursuit。
而这些埃及的军队被红海淹灭，就好像灯火熄灭一样，不屑一顾。
Like snuff out a whisk。
但是神却怜悯他所爱的以色列百姓，对他的子民却施行拯救。
Yet have mercy on Israelites to save them。
的确，我们的神是何等伟大，他的能力何等无穷无尽。
Indeed, how great is our God? He has unlimited ability.
然后我们要知道一件事情，神的心意不是让我们总是停留在过去的辉煌。
He doesn't want us to stay in the past glory.
从前的事情已经过去了。
All things have passed.
尽管我们知道神的能力何等浩大。
Despite we know God's mighty power.
但不要天真的以为过去神帮你，那以后神会继续帮你打胜仗。
It would be naive to assume God always grants you victory, neglect your own responsibilities.
当时这些以色列人，他们活在胜利喜悦当中，而不知道接下来原来国家将要灭亡。
Those Israelites lived in the past victory and joy, oblivious to future seizure by Babylon.
百姓因为犯罪将要被掳到巴比伦去，倘若他们仍然执迷不悟，不知悔改，神的管教就要临到。
If they didn't repent, God would discipline them.
我们也常说，好汉不提什么，当年勇。
Don't mention about past glory.
同样的，我们今天神也不要我们去纪念从前的事情。
It's the same God doesn't want us to remember former things.
也提醒我们不要光是活在当年如何风光灿烂的成就当中。
About past achievements.
常常说想当年我们怎么样，想当年我们怎么怎样。
About the past.
神要我们忘记什么？背后努力面前的。
Don't remember the former things and don't consider the thing of the old.
我们要去寻求神要我们继续走前面的道路。
We need to fulfill God's will for the future.
忘记背后努力面前，还有一个努力奔向标杆来完成神的托付。
We need to move forward to God's purpose and what He has entrusted to us.
那过去的丰功伟业固然很好
，past achievements are nice，
但是却很容易成为拦阻我们前进的动力。
But they can stumble us for the future.
使我们停止勇敢向前迈进的决心。
To stop us from moving forward.
那你说要超越过去的事，什么是超越的过去的事呢
？What does it mean transcend the past?
超越过去的事，并不是叫我们遗忘从前的往事，或是否认古时的历史。
We should still recognize history and learn.
而是要让我们汲取过去的教训与珍惜从前的恩典作为基础。然后才能够接受新的挑战，来经历神要继续成就新事的应许。
Recognize and learn, but also accept new challenges, experience God's promise about new things.
第三个是神应许成就未来的事。
God promises future achievements.
好，我们一起来读第十九节。
Verses 19.
请。
Behold, I will do a new thing, it springs forth now. Don't you know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness, a rivers in the desert.
好，在旷野开道路，对于当时以色列人而言，那表明将来神要把这些被掳在巴比伦的子民为他们开路。
Make a way in the wilderness for Israel at that time means God will make a way for fugitives in Babylon.
使那些似乎处在旷野无路可走的情况之下，还得以重返故土。
So that they would return to homeland.
那沙漠开江河也指旷野中随着以色列人的需要而开辟水源。
Make river in the desert probably means about to provide water for Israelite in the wilderness.
因为水在沙漠中对于维持生命何等重要。
Since it is vital.
这里讲到神要供应他们。
About God's provision.
但无论是旷野中的道路或是沙漠中的江河，这里都是指将来神要做的事。
Regardless of the way in the wilderness or rivers in the desert, it means new things from God.
而这些新事在对当时的世人来言都是属于不可能的任务。
It seems mission impossible at that time.
但是在神岂有难成的事呢？
But nothing is too difficult for God.
神所应许的，他就一定能够成就。
He delivers what he has promised.
果然，我们看见后来不但百姓被掳，而且七十年之后又让他们归回了。重新归回，所以这些应许都成真了。
Indeed, Israelite became fugitive, then returned 7 years later.
其实神对我们也有同样的应许。
God promises the same for us.
他将要为我们在旷野开道路，在沙漠开江河。
Make a way in the wilderness, rivers in the desert.
无论你目前所走的道路是否像在旷野一样何等的艰难。
No matter how difficult the current situation, as thirsty in the desert.
或是你现在遭遇的光景是否像沙漠当中何等的干渴
？Just like you're thirsty in the desert.
但是你要相信，在神没有难成的事。
They're not too difficult for God.
因为他也必为你开道路，来引领你，开江河来供应你。
He will lead you, guide you, provide for you.
只要你愿意回到他的心意当中，走在跟随神的道路上。
As long as you're willing to return to His will, follow Him.
你就必经历这样宝贵的应许，也将实现在你的身上。
You will experience fulfillment of His precious promise.
第二方面呢，我们要来认识一下神做新事的目的。
Secondly, about the purpose for God to do new things.
让我们一起来读第二十节到二十二节。
So verses 20 to 22.
预备，请。
To the wild animal, honor me, the jackals and the owls, because I provide water in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland to give drink to my people, my chosen, the people I inform of myself, that they may proclaim my praise. Yet they are not called on me, Jacob. You have no worry yourself for me, Israel. First is to bless his people.
在第二十节这里讲到说，他好赐给我的百姓，我的选民喝。
So give drink to my people, my chosen.
神要赐福他的百姓，这里就写得非常的清楚，这是他做新事的目的。
It's clearly stated that God will bless his people.
虽然神有管教，有惩罚，那他对他的百姓有失望，也有难过。
God disciplines and punishes. He was disappointed and saddened by his people.
但不管他们如何悖逆顽梗，神最终的目的还是要赐福他的百姓。
Regardless of their rebellion and stiffness, God will ultimately bless his people.
他借着使旷野有水，使沙漠有河，来供应百姓的基本需要。
To give them water in the wilderness, rivers in the desert to provide their basic needs.
也就是说，人的一生能够飞黄腾达，无灾无病，心想事成，其实这些都不是神要赐福，都不是人生最美的赐福。
The blessings.It's not just prosperity, health, safety, or wants.
人生最美的赐福是什么？是即便他们处在旷野或是沙漠当中，但是神依然能够保守看顾他们。你看二十节所写的就是这样啊。
But God's keeping and provision even in desert or wilderness.
神的赐福不是说我不会让他们遇见旷野，也不会让他们处在沙漠，不是这样想啊。
Desert and difficulty will still be there.
而是即便在处在旷野或在沙漠当中，神仍然要看顾保守他们，供应他们一切的需用。
God keeps you and provides for you.
这才是神赐福他百姓的方式，跟神做新事的目的。
That's the purpose of God's new things.
所以我们想也是如此，神要赐福你，不是给你一帆风顺的。
So it's not happily ever after.
而是在艰难当中，神一定为你开路。
Throughout difficulty, He will make a way.
因为他要把最好的给我们。
He will provide the best for us.
不是把我们放在一个当温室里的花朵。
So this is not just like flower in a greenhouse.
而是在一个艰困的环境当中，他要保护我们。
And protect us among difficulties.
马太福音七章十一节这样说。
So Matthew chapter 7 verses 11.
我们一起来读，好不好？预备，请。
If you then, being evil, and you know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven?
神岂不是把更好的、把最好的东西给他的儿女，给求告他的人吗？
So God will give you the best thing.
有一首，其实什么是最好的东西啊？
What is the best thing?
就是神自己嘛。
It's God Himself.
神要亲自与我们同在。
In God's presence.
所以我们不要以为神的赐福，我们要的是神的赐福，而不是赐福的神。
So we should ask the blesser, not just the blessing.
有一首歌叫做《这一生最美的祝福》。
There's a hymn, "The Most Beautiful Blessings in This Life."
你们有唱过吗？
We all know about them.
什么是一生？他说，这一生最美的祝福就是能认识主耶稣，就是能信靠。主耶稣，然后呢？无论走在高山或是深谷，他都会伴我同行。这就是人生最美的祝福。
The best blessing is to know Jesus, believe in Him, whether on high or in the valley, because He is with us all the time.
你经历过神的赐福吗
？Have you experienced such blessing from God？
那个祝福不是说一帆风顺，而是你高山或是低谷。你在你的软弱，在你困难当中，仍然有神同行啊。
God will be with you on high or in the valley.
这是最美的祝福。
He's with us all the time. That's the blessing.
第一个目的是神要赐福他的百姓。第二个目的是神要彰显他的美德。
Secondly, to manifest praise for him.
我们一起来读二十一节好吗？
The people which I, the people which I form for myself, that they might proclaim my praise.
好，神造他的百姓是为了叫他们来述说神的美德。
God created us to worship Him, to proclaim His virtue and acclamation.
也就是说，借着人来彰显神的美德。什么是美德呢？就是对神的赞美。
So it's praise.
换一句话说，我们蒙召成为他的百姓、他的子民、他的教会，最主要的目的是把我们分别出来，单单来敬拜他，来颂赞他。
We are His people, children, church, set apart to worship and praise Him.
那个美德就是赞美，就是尊崇，就是颂赞的意思。
So we need to praise and worship Him.
你会觉得说，哎呀，神是不是缺乏自信，需要人来肯定啊，赞美他呢？
Does God lack of self-esteem and need others to praise and affirm Him?
其实不是的，难道神不知道自己是全宇宙最伟大的神，最厉害，最有能力的神吗？
Not so, God is almighty, one and only.
那还需要你来称赞他，或是你去告诉他，他才知道吗？
No need for you to praise or tell him.
就像一个世界级的音乐家，我们下个月要有相依相请，我们请那个一级国家一级的演员。你看他们这些一级的这些最厉害的音乐家，他们表演结束之后，难道要有很隆重的掌声或一堆人的阿谀奉承，他才知道说他自己音乐有多棒吗？
Like a maestro is so assured of himself, with or without flatter or accolade.
也许初学琴的小孩，他需要鼓励赞美，才知道说，你有进步，你有进步。但是对于世界级的这些音乐家，就算你没有拍手赞美，难道他不知道他自己的程度在哪里吗？
Beginner needs encouragement and praise, but maestro knows his unparalleled talents on the world stage.
比如说你会讲中文讲得很好，遇到一个老外跟你讲，哇，你的中文很好啊，你。他还需要他来告诉你吗？你自己不知道你会讲中文吗
？So you're Chinese, you don't need American to praise you. You're good in Chinese.
那神难道不自己不知道需要别人来赞美肯定他吗？
Does God,
不是的。
Does God need such praise and flatters?
那神为什么神还需要这些赞美呢
？Why God needs the praise?
不是为了找认识他自己。找回他的自信，而是神所做的一切事情都是为着人的缘故。
God does everything for our sake，
包括他做新事也是为着人的缘故。
Including new things for us，
所以需要得到人的回应。
So we need to respond。
倘若你不珍惜也不领会，就算你做的再多再好也没有意义。
If you don't cherish, it means nothing than how much or how well God has done.
就像去年我曾经看过电视有一个广告，我看得很心痛，就是过年的时候，可能我们都看过了，过年的时候，然后呢，这个爸爸妈妈希望孩子回来嘛，然后准备了很多的菜啊，都是，突然接了一个电话，说，临时说，我太忙，不回来吃饭了。
There's a commercial similar to after preparing for New Year's Eve reunion banquet. Then right before the dinner, kids or husband call and tell they cannot make it.
那第二个孩子也打电话说，我今天又有什么事不能回来了。
They can't make it.
第三个最后一个孩子也说，我不能回来了。
Can't make it the last minute.
连一个都没有。
Not single one.
那最后呢，你再想看看。假设你这样忙了一天，从早上晚上忙了一天，最后的期待终于要来，可是最后呢？没有一个人回来，你孤单的面对满桌的山珍海味，你会很开心的说：“哇，太好了，没有人跟我抢食物。”不会吧
？Would you be happy about you can have all the delicacy for yourself alone？
但相反的是，你所付出的这一切，你看见你的丈夫回来了，你的儿女回来了，一起在吃年夜饭，在那里全家人在那谈笑风生在美当中的赞美你的手艺。你是不是觉得你所付出的一切都值得的呢
？Or rather, enjoy the company of family and their praise about your cooking prowess.
同样的，神为我们付出这么多，如果我们没有回应他，那神所说的对我们来讲有没有意义呢？没有意义啊。
So you'll be meaningless and not worthwhile if we don't respond to what God has done.
所以彰显美德的意思就是说，我们要来尊荣他，要来赞美他，要来。荣耀他。
So we need to praise God and glorify God.
最后一个目的是为了表明他的期待。
To express God's expectation.
我们一起来读二十二节。预备，请。
Yet you have not called on me, Jacob, but you have been weary of me, O Israel.
好，我们在这里看见神的期待落空， 神是何等的心痛。
It pains God that his beloved people did not follow his expectation.
因为他所深爱的百姓竟然连禽兽都不如。
So even the animal knows about him.
你看圣经之前他讲到说野地的走兽必尊重我，野狗和鸵鸟也必如此，但是他所爱的儿女呢？
The animal of the field shall honor man, the jackal and the owls. What about his beloved children?
连这些野狗都不如啊。
So not even the jackal.
除了伤天父的心，他们还做了什么事呢？
Other than hurting Heavenly Father, what have they done?
你看神的期待落空，赤裸裸地摆在我们面前。
God's expectations well displayed.
他不是要我们不断的献祭、哦、然后还在压榨我们，把这些的牲畜一直献上，这是他的期待，不是的。
Not about continual sacrifices.
他只是一点的微薄的期待，是吗？渴望我们来到他的面前来求告他。
But our coming to him.
就胆胆的来求告他，我们都没有啊。
And we haven't even done that.
所以，其实神希望世人能够回转归向神。这就是神的期待能够得到满足。
So as long as people return to God, that's all he wants and expects.
事实上是我们看见今天的世人比起当时的以色列百姓也是如此的。我们不但没有归向神，甚至还反倒厌烦神。
Instead, people today are weary of God.
好像他们喜新厌旧，已经背叛了神了。
Prefer new things to old ones.
你想，无论神为世人他牺牲奉献再多，做了再多的事，而人却一点都不领情，那有什么用呢？
If people don't appreciate, then it doesn't matter how much God has done or sacrificed.
就像父母亲无条件的爱儿女，甘心牺牲自己的时间、睡眠、劳力，不惜付出一切的代价。请问，最后有没有期待啊？
So as parents love their children unconditionally, sacrifice everything such as sleep or labor, do parents have expectation?
有多少父母亲认为说你对你的孩子完全没有期待，我就是爱你，我对你没有期待的。
So anyone love without expectation?
哦，你我就是爱你啊！你去外面不务正业，你将来做坏事进监狱都无所谓的，有没有这样的父母？
So it's okay for kids to be jailed?
我认为如果有这种对子女毫无期待的父母，他们就不是称职的父母。
Such are irresponsible parents.
当然神爱，神对我们也有期待的。
God expects something from us.
因为我们是他所宝贝的儿女啊。
He cherishes and cares about us.
他在乎我们要如何回应他的爱。
How we respond to his love.
只是他不会逼我们这样子做。
However, he will not force us.
我认为全能神他行最伟大的一件事情，就是他为我们付出无条件的爱，却给我们自由意识来回应，来决定如何回应他。
How wonderful give us the free will to respond.
在这里，神做心事的目的，也说明了神对我们的期待。而身为神的儿女，难道我们不为所动吗？
The purpose of God's doing new things is about His expectation. We should be touched.
这个期待就是单单来求告他，回到他的心意当中。
Return to his will to please him.
最后一方面是神做新事的结果。
So result of God's doing new things.
同样的也有三方面的结果。
In three aspects.
第一个结果是显露人的罪恶败坏。
To reveal depravity of men.
让我们一起来读第23跟24节。
Verses 23 and 24.
请。
You have not brought me your sheep or burnt offering, neither you have honored me with your sacrifices. I have not burdened you with offering, nor worried you with frankincense. You haven't bought me sweet cane with money, nor have you filled me with the fat of your sacrifices. But you have burdened me with your sins. You have worried me with your iniquities.
好，这里讲你，这个你是指单数，但事实上是指一个国家民族，也就是雅各以色列。
You can be singular, or a people, or a nation, 12 tribes of Israel.
我们知道雅各后来被神改名叫做以色列。
Israel changed name from Jacob.
那雅各的十二个儿子就是以色列的十二个支派。
So 12 tribes of Israel.
所以刚刚在讲你，在雅各，是以色列的时候，就是讲这个全国，这个国家，全国的百姓都包括在内。
So including all the peoples.
那在这个国家的败坏呢，其实不是只有在祭祀方面。
The depravity of this nation not only in sacrifices.
他们不按照神的吩咐或规矩，将该献的牲畜按时献上。
Disregarding God's command to offer on time.
而是更伤让神伤的是全国百姓的犯罪。神因为这个罪恶而操劳，因这罪孽而厌烦。
But also sins of the people to burden and weary God.
其实说穿了，神真的很稀罕。他们去献那些祭物吗？
Frankly, God cared less about sacrifices.
神真的很在乎那么贪吃啊，那些的祭物，肥牛肥羊吗？
God says everything.
诗篇五十一篇十六十七节这样说。
Psalm 51 verses 16 to 17.
预备，请。
For you don't delight in sacrifice, or else I would give it.You have no pleasure in burnt offering. The sacrifice of God are the broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God.
好，由此看出神所在乎的真的是那些祭物吗？
So God cares less about our sacrifices.
并不是说神所在，并不是说我们所献的祭物有多好哇，神就开心了。不是的，而是我们有没有认识我们心中的败坏有多深，我们心中显露的罪恶有多糟糕。
But whether we are aware how bad we have sinned,
也唯有如此，我们才能够真实的在神的面前有忧伤痛悔的心。
Only then we can have contrite heart before God, truly repent.
这样才能够带出有真实的悔改。
To lead to the true repentance.
否则，当罪恶显露出来，只是让我们更恐惧害怕。
Otherwise, we will have fear.
正如我们将来在审判台前，哎，我们过去的那个罪犯这罪，哇，像电影一样，一幕又弄出来，显露无遗的时候，那是我们要面对审判的时候。那你已经抓了蛋了，你是在那里恐惧害怕的时候，那时候你就算悔改都来不及了。
About judgment before the throne when all paths are exposed.
你会恐惧害怕，因为你要哀哭切齿啊，因为你没有机会了。
Then it will be too late to repent, gnashing of teeth.
现在我们还有机会，所以要趁着现在仍有机会的时候，你要好好的珍惜。
Cherish the opportunity.
别再自以为意。
Not to be self-righteous.
求神也在我们身上做新事。
Ask God to do new things on us.
就是将我们里面隐而未现的罪都显明出来，好叫我们可以勇敢的承认我们的罪恶败坏。
To expose all undisclosed sins for us to admit.
第二个目的是可以得蒙神的赦罪恩典。
Receive grace of God to forgive sins.
第二十五节，我们一起来读攻读，预备，请。
I, even I, am he who blots out your transgression for my own sake, and I will not remember your sin.
好，之前经文已经讲到说，人的罪孽深重，何等的败坏，造成神为这事愁烦。但是接下来的，照常理来推论，应该是说，现在神已经受够了，我现在要灭绝你，不再眷顾你，要止息我心中的劳苦及心中的厌烦。你是罪有应得，咎有自取，是不是？
Previously, Bible mentioned the depravity of man to burden, to worry God. Then God should say, enough. Now it's time for destruction. I no longer care about you. I will stop my toils and weary heart. You deserve it.
但很奇怪是圣经却不是这样的记载。
But not according to Bible.
他却说，我要为自己的缘故涂抹你的过犯，也不纪念你的罪恶，这是一个令人意外的结论。
God blots out our transgression for His own sake; He will not remember our sin. What a surprised conclusion!
这就是神做新事最奇妙，也是最重要的结果。
So that's the most wonderful result of His doing new things.
这结果不是像电影故事，我们看那个电影故事完结篇，所有的坏人都得到该得的报应。
The result is not deserved punishment for all bad people.
但是却我们看见在这里却人所犯的罪恶最终可以得到赦免，这实在是太不可思议了。
But sins are forgiven, so unimaginable.
神赦免人的罪孽是以超过我们所理解的方式。
It is beyond our comprehension.
所以讲神的饶恕，它不仅是一个司法行为，不光是涂抹我们过去犯罪记录。它更是一种改变人心的能力。
Forgiveness of God is not just a judicial process of blotting out record of sin in the past, but ability to change a people's heart.
他可以从人的生活当中根除罪恶
，root out sins from life completely。
所以神借着涂抹我们的过犯呢，可以把罪人最终可以变成圣徒。
God cover our sins so that we can be saints。
这就是神莫大的恩典。
This is the wonderful grace of God。
所以一个罪人能够被赦免、被接纳、被洁净，然后可以重新出发，成为一个新造的人。
A sinner can be forgiven, accepted, cleansed, renewed to be new creation.
我相信这个就是神最奇妙、最伟大的心事了。
So this is the most great and wonderful new things we have ever received from God.
那我们就要问我们自己，你经历过这样赦罪的恩典吗？
Have you experienced the grace for sins or forgiven yet?
如果还没有，你千万不能够错过。
If not, don't miss it.
最后一个目的是恢复神与人之间的互动
，restore interaction between God and man。
啊，让我们来读第二十六节，预备，请。
Put me in remembrance. Let's plead together. Set forth your case, that you may be justified.
好，这里的意思并不是说人常常健忘啊，所以要被提醒啊，被提醒，上帝来提醒你啊，只能提醒雅各或是以色列能够来互相辩论。
It doesn't mean for God to remind Israel or Jacob to plead and argue which make more sense.
好，看谁讲的比较有道理。
So which make more sense?
那我们怎么可能讲得过神呢？辩论我们怎么可能辩赢啊？
So how can we win the argument with God?
哦，所以在中文翻译有一点我不太容易理解的地方。好像我们要被叫醒，然后呢，起来辩论，好，我已经讲输你，我被叫起来，对不对？讲有什么用？还是输你吗？
So that's plead and argue which makes more sense.
就像雅各要跟神摔跤，怎么摔得过？摔不过嘛。
So Jacob wrestled with God. How can Jacob win?
那这里的意思是什么？是神释放一个最大的诚意对人说，他的意思是这样说：他说，假如可能的话，你就把你的善行摆在我面前，还好证明你是无罪的。
But God asked us to prove our innocence before Him.
如果你的有善可称。那我就给你机会，你好好的讲出来，好好的说出来吧。
God provide the opportunity for you to blot out your record of sins.
如果你可以证明你的行为无罪，我也很高兴的，我就可以涂抹你的所有的犯罪记录。
God is willing to forgive you.
但其实这背后的意思是什么？是神与人之间竟然有这样的互动。
The true meaning is about interaction between God and man.
神给我们机会啊，去参与在与他的互动当中。
So God interact with us.
你想象这么伟大的、这么尊贵的一位神，人却是那样的卑、败坏、污秽，根本不在同一个等级。
Despite the honor and power of God versus the depravity of man, no way for this to happen.
你想看，贵为一国之君，怎么能够跟那个凡夫走卒，甚至是一个罪犯平起平坐，倾听心声，互相彼此互动，在世上根本不可能发生的。
Royalty and kings don't interact with commoner, sharing thoughts, not in this world.
但是我们看见神在做新事，是他能够放下身段。
But God is doing new things, lower himself.
就像前不久我们庆祝耶稣的降生，他卑微的降生在马槽当中。
He was born into a manger.
那这种事情真实发生在我们当中的。
It happened among us.
他能够放下这个身段，来跟这些罪人。跟这些税吏啊做朋友。
So lower himself to be friends of sinner and tax collectors.
路加福音七章三十四节这样说。
So Luke chapter 7 verses 34.
我们一起来读，预备，请。
The Son of Man has come eating and drinking to you. Say, behold, a gluttonous man, a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.
哦，神跟那些的罪人、税吏，这些人不要理他的，这些没有人要。理他的这些罪人，哎，神却跟他们，耶稣却跟他们做朋友。
Jesus is a friend of the outcasts, tax collectors, and sinners.
与他们有深切的互动
，interact with them.
今天神也同样的为你释出最大的善意，也就是放下身段，诚恳的邀请你。
God lower himself.
不管你过去的罪恶何等的深重，他都愿意倾听你的倾诉。
So he's willing to listen to you.
与你恢复关系。
Restore relationship with you.
彼此之间有最真诚的互动。
Have true interaction with sincerity.
你看神是这样的对待我们，所以我们是何等的有福。
So we're so blessed to be treated by God like this.
最后
，In conclusion，
原来我们知道神做新事，他说他要在旷野怎么样开道路，在江河、沙漠开江河，并不是单指过去摩西时代的回顾，或是以赛亚时代的应许。
So pay attention. God's promise is not just about Old Testament.
而是今天在你心灵的旷野跟沙漠将要成就大事。
In your heart, He will achieve great things.
请注意，这里说神要做新事，不是你要做新事啊。
God is doing new things, not you.
所以你不要跑在上帝的前面。
Don't run before Him.
但这并不表示你一点责任都没有。
It doesn't mean you have no responsibility.
神要你参与在他所做所要做的心事当中。
God desires your participation.
正如我们看见刚才看见神所做的一切心事都环绕在为人的目的而做。
In new things around people.
那你会问，接下来问问，那我要如何参与其中呢？
How should I do?
三方面，首先你要认识神做心事的应许。
First, you need to recognize God's promise.
神做新事的目的
and purpose.
跟他做新事的结果是什么？
And results of the new thing.
其实他做这些事都是为人而做的，为你而做的。
All for man. It's about you.
那你就有一个目的了。
Then you have a purpose.
其次，你要怎么做呢？你要在神所做计划当中，你要有份。
Secondly, you need to be part of God's plan.
神在这个时代，即使在以前的时代也是如此，在这个时代。还在仍在寻找他合适的器皿来完成他的工作。
God is still looking for His vessel to finish His mission.
他不在乎我们的教会大小。
He doesn't mind the size of our church.
不在乎我们的人数多寡。
The numbers.
也不在乎你的能力恩赐有多少。
How many talents you have?
我们要预备好自己来与他同工。
We need to prepare to work with God.
你要愿意在这样的计划当中有份。
Be a part of it.
那最后呢，你要能够扩张你生命的帐幕。
Lastly, you need to expand your tent.
要勇敢去接受挑战，克服你生命中的弱点。
Boldly to face challenges to overcome your weakness.
离开你的舒适区。
Step out of your comfort zone.
我们每个人都有舒适区，我们不愿意去离开的。
So we'll have a box.
但是我们不离开，我们没有办法去完成任务。
Without leaving it, we cannot finish the mission.
过去从来啊，短宣离我太遥远了啊，我不去做的。
In the past, I don't think I can do short
term mission. 去街头传福音啊，离我太遥远啊，我不去做。那个是让有一些负担的人去做。
Or evangelize on the street corner.
啊，我只要礼拜天来做做礼拜啊，就好了。
Just be a Sunday Christian.
啊，我们来礼拜唱唱歌，哇，这太好了。
Sing about sin.
哎，然后我需要捐钱，哎，我可以捐得到，哎，做得到，哎，这个就够了。
Tithes and offering.
但神要做心事，不是这样子啊。
But God's new things is more than this.
那个是你没有想象，你做得到的，是神要做到。心事啊，表示你做不到，神要做的。
God is doing not new things.
你要参与其中。
But you need to be part of it.
如果果真能够成就在你过去，你做梦都没想到，居然你做得到，哎，你一生就没有白活。
So you achieve such thing, then you won't waste your life. Your life is worthwhile.
我过去分享过很多次，我过去是一个很自卑的人。
I don't have high self-esteem in the past.
我也分享过好几次神怎么样帮助我啊，后来带领我来美国，甚至能够当牧师，呼召我成为牧师。
How God called me to come to the United States to study.
一直经历神在做新事，在我的生命当中。
I always experience God's new things in my life.
可是我也有跨出那一步啊。
So I step out.
如果一直我躲在我自己的一个角落，仍然在那个自卑当中，我永远没有办法达到的。
I didn't stay in the corner of self-pity.
我们过去教会没有跨出那一步啊，来做宣教。
So our church have not done mission.
从去年开始，我们一直推动，我们要来做一些宣教。
I promote evangelism.
我们过去一直都弟兄姐妹对宣教的奉献很多的。
We offer mission fund quite a lot.
我们现在开始更进一步是来祷告，为宣教师的需要来祷告了。
Now we pray for the missionary work.
那现在呢，我们要鼓励，我们要开始参与在宣教当中了。
Now should be time to participate.
那你说我要怎么参与？我又不会，又不懂。
How do we?
那张医师在前面两个礼拜特别报告了 有关于我们新要开的成人主日学，中文的成人主日学。
So it's about the new Sunday school.
其实这个主日学不是让大家来上课而已哦。
It's not just about lessons.
我讲了过，我曾经讲过好几次，这是为了训练大家，这个课程将来可以成为你的教材，我们要去宣教。
It's equip yourself to be a missionary.
意思就是说，你来上这个课是为了要当老师。
To be a teacher.
我们有课呢，分为三个单元。
There will be three units.
每个单元有七堂课。
Seven lessons per unit.
每一堂课就上一个这个一节，所以有也可以分三次来上哈。三个单元啊，不是三次，是七次一个单元。
So seven lessons per unit.
你可以看到这些内容。
So you can see the contents.
在后面也有单章，你可以等一下拿一张回去看。
So you can there's a title of the lessons.
有关于个人的成长。
The second unit is about
信仰基础。第二个单元是个人的成长。那第三个单元是使命责任。我盼望这些对我们来讲都是非常重要的。那也是我们将来能够去祝福别人的一个工具。所以我们希望能够来参与。最后我们一起来回应430首救主为我预备道路。
So let's respond with the hymn 430. I know the Lord will make a way for me.